Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. John Heyman, insider for Odyssey Sports and MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
Co-host of the Big Time Baseball Podcast.
I like Tommy Pham personally. The reason I like him is because when I send him a message, he responds right away, and I say, oh, you're getting traded. He sends back to me, wow, he didn't even know. At least that's what he said.
Curb your enthusiasm, enthusiast.
You hate people.
Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox, but you never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. John Heyman is joining the show now. The Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And John joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
You know, we're having fun, and we're doing well despite going on the road, watching the White Sox score. What was it, four runs in the first three games of a series in Texas? And then double that. They got eight runs in the finale, and they yet again get a split in a series, which, I don't know, John, it seems like they ought to try making a move because that division wants them to make a move.
Yeah, it feels like they are going to. I don't know why I say that. Obviously, it was just an average weekend for them, but I think there are good signs. Giolito looking better. Lance Lynn had a good outing. I mean, it feels like it's theirs for the taking, and for the first time, I kind of think they're probably going to do it.
John, we heard on the way in during your intro, during your podcast, you talked about breaking the news to Tommy Pham that he was traded to the Red Sox. I've got to follow up. What were the circumstances that you had a very good trade deadline? You were terrific in your reporting, but that one stood out.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it came out that he was getting traded. I saw that on Twitter, so I can't take any credit for that. I'm not sure who had that. Didn't say where. So I direct messaged him, you're getting traded. Do you know where you're going? And he direct messaged me back, wow, I am? So I apparently hadn't been told. He wasn't on Twitter like I was, and he didn't know. So eventually I checked with the Mets, knew it wasn't them after someone had said it's either the Mets or the Red Sox, and I told him it looks like it's the Red Sox, not confirmed. And he hadn't heard. So that doesn't happen very often, but once in a while it does.
John, is there any concern or fear that being associated with him means he's going to come up and slap you in the head?
No, I think we have a very good relationship. It was all positive. He didn't blame me at all for breaking that news. I feel very good about it. He's never mistreated me, I've got to tell you that.
You must not be in his fantasy football league then.
No, I don't play fantasy. I don't play fantasy. It gets pretty serious. I don't know whether it's the money or just the pride or what, but these guys can get kind of upset over it, a little crazy.
In reality, John, during the trade deadline, the Sox were inactive and disappointed. The Cubs also were active but disappointed, I think, in that they were unable to deal Wilson Contreras and to a lesser degree Ian Happ. How surprised were you that they were unable to move Contreras?
Yeah, I thought he was going to move for sure. I mean, they do have the qualifying offer now and free agent compensation because they were not able to come to an agreement on the international draft. So I guess they made the decision that they'd rather have him plus the draft choice that they're going to get than whatever they were getting back. I got to think someone would offer more than a draft choice. You know, I have to think that. So I'm not sure why you would do that. You know, I saw him at the All-Star game. He obviously didn't want to leave. Nobody wants to leave the Cubs. They all love it, even if they're losing all the time. Doesn't seem to bother them. I don't know. I don't get it. It's, you know, I mean, it's fun to go to the Wrigley, and, you know, there are a lot of great bars there, and, you know, the beer's flowing, I don't think, for the ballplayers. But they're all having fun there, I guess. I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe they listen to him, but I got to think they should be able to beat that draft choice for a guy with that kind of talent. I mean, there were thoughts about, you know, that he's emotional, whatever. I mean, the guy is a solid catcher and an outstanding hitter for a catcher. Got to be somebody out there going to do better than a draft choice.
Baseball in New York, John, they must be going crazy after Jacob DeGrom came back and his outing. And you look at the Mets, they got the same record as the Yankees now, which is hard to believe given how hot the Yankees were for so long.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, obviously the Yankees have come back to earth, and, you know, they're obviously struggling at the moment. Rizzo's been out a few games, which has been, I think, hurt them. He's really been good for them. Yeah, the Mets, they're dangerous. If you've got DeGrom healthy and pitching and Scherzer, that's quite a good 1-2 punch. I'm not of a mind that it's all about starting pitching. If it were, I think the Braves would have won more than one championship, right? They had the best starting pitching for a decade. So I think that thought is overrated. But certainly, if you're going to face the Mets and you're facing DeGrom and Scherzer, it's going to be at least very uncomfortable for a team in the playoffs.
I thought the Padres got Juan Soto. We agreed that they weren't going to lose again, and yet the Dodgers sweep the Padres over the weekend. What kind of statement did that make?
Yeah, they've got their number. I don't know. It's very odd because on paper they're fairly comparable teams. Not sure how they keep doing it to them. Padres should be better. Obviously, Tatis should be back soon. You got to line up with Tatis, Machado, and Soto. They should be a great team, and they have not been so far. It's only been, what, 5 games or so? They won the first game 9-1, but I don't know. Some teams have other teams' numbers, and that appears to be the case for the Dodgers and the Padres here.
John, what's your take on Wilson Contreras' future? I mean, did the Cubs overestimate his trade value, or did the Juan Soto thing just screw everything up? And I'm just curious, when you look at him, is he a DH moving forward? Is he not a catcher? Is that why there was hesitation? Although it's hard to trade for a catcher at the deadline because, you know, especially an offensive guy.
Yeah, I mean, Houston went with Vasquez. I think the Mets favored Vasquez, too. He's a good, very good two-way catcher, has a better rep as a catcher. You know, obviously the Mets are going to try to win this with pitching. Their offense is maybe slightly above average, and they're going to try to win it on pitching, and I think they didn't want to upset the apple cart at this point, and they know that McCann is a good defensive catcher and that the pitchers like throwing to him. I think the pitching ERA is like 2.7 with McCann behind the plate. So I think they maybe just didn't want to disrupt that. Contreras has the rep of a pretty decent catcher. I don't think that he's a bad catcher in any way. You know, I mean, there were thoughts about, you know, is he emotional? I don't think that's even fair. I really don't. You know, I think he's a terrific player, and somebody should have wanted him. There are teams out there that need catching. I think the Giants ultimately decided they probably aren't a buyer, so they didn't do it. They didn't want to give up future when they had lost several games in a row, right? And I guess they decided they're kind of in the middle, and they didn't want to be a buyer. Houston favored Vasquez, and then I think the Mets were afraid to change catchers. They'd rather do something different. I think the Mets were too conservative. Personally, I think they should have gone, if they like Vasquez better, I think they should have gotten Vasquez. I think they should have gotten a setup guy, which I'd still be concerned if I'm them. They have the best closer in the game at this moment in Diaz, and they have obviously outstanding starting pitching, but you still need to get those seventh and eighth innings because pitchers generally do not go more than six innings these days. So I think, you know, they got Givens, who had a bad first game with the Mets, but I think the Mets needed to do more. So I personally think that was probably the Mets' fault, maybe more than the Cubs, but it is bizarre that they were not able to trade him. And they've never, since 2018, they have not made him an offer for an extension. So, you know, either you keep him long-term or you trade him, one or the other, and the Cubs have not done that.
John, you know Chicago tend to be a little provincial here, so when we see Dylan Cease, he's been outstanding, back-to-back AL pitcher of the month, and you think Cy Young, that's going to be the next step, and yet there's Justin Verlander, 15-3 with a 1.73 ERA. Who do you consider the front runner for Cy Young right now?
Well, I think it's either Verlander or McClanahan. I think Cease is probably third at this point, so he's got a shot at it. Obviously, Verlander had only thrown, I think, what, six innings over the two previous years, so we'll see how long. I mean, obviously, the guy's a Hall of Famer, incredible pitcher. He's doing great. He's over his 130 innings, so he's got the $25 million player option now. It's all going his way at the moment, but you know, I mean, at the moment, it's probably Verlander and McClanahan 1-2. But Cease is still in it, and I still don't get why he didn't make the All-Star team.
You know, John, I read with great interest what you wrote about Ohtani because I have him on the list of Sox players they never got. The ghost list, you know, Manny Machado is on that list, and Bryce Harper, and now – I thought, wow, they made an offer for Ohtani, but then you write that there was never any real significant talk. They were never going to trade Ohtani. He's got, I think, 14 months left on his deal. Will he eventually be traded? Will he be traded next year in the offseason? What happens with Shohei Ohtani?
Well, they're going to make him an offer sometime before the winter or early in the winter, and then they'll figure it out. But the owner just does not want to do it. You know, they have collected stars there. They had Pujols, obviously. Josh Hamilton didn't work out. Rendon, not working out. Trout, they extended. You know, they've got huge stars, and they have not been able to win. So the logic would tell you they should trade him, but it's very difficult when Rendon's out, when Trout's out. The owner basically told them, look, he's the only guy, the only reason I watch my team for the next couple months. I am not trading him. So, you know, I think it would have been hard for baseball ops to do it, but I think that was the logical step to move, trade him while he's got two playoff runs left in him. And I think they would have gotten similar to what the Padres got for, I mean, what the Nats got for Soto from the Padres. So they would have gotten a huge deal. My understanding was, once again, the Padres were at the forefront of those talks. If they were going to trade him, probably would have gone to the Padres unless they took Soto first. Then they would have been out of prospects probably. But the Yankees were definitely in there pitching. Those were probably the two most likely teams from what I heard. I did hear the White Sox were mentioned. They didn't make the call. I don't know how deep it got, but it all came down to the owner wasn't willing to do it. And I think everybody on the outside kind of knew that, and the Angels needed to investigate. They did. And, of course, the owner, Artie Moreno, said, nope, I'm not trading him. I get it. It's not easy to trade Ohtani, but this probably was the right time to do it.
Great stuff, John. Always a joy. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
You too.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com.
The Cubs called on Ohtani, too. The Cubs also made the phone call, as Jed Hoyer told us. They just weren't ready to win yet.
Yeah, hi. Do you have Ohtani? Yeah. Okay. Just asking. See ya. You trading him?
No. No. Don't think so.
Good talk.
Yeah. Let's.
Did they really make the call?
Yeah, they made the call. I'm sure there are records of the call. Okay. I don't know how serious the call
was. I believe they made the call,
taken.
But I don't believe, hey, we've got a Wilson Contreras here, a couple relief pitchers, and we're willing to throw in David Bodie before he drives back to Iowa. What do you think?
Do you think David Bodie was hoping that he got a flat tire on the way to Iowa?
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And your career is totally redone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.